Hi, I'm Carol from Athens, New York. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.
You can go there with your family, and you can meet new friends in the library. When you're at the library, you can read lots of books, and you can find any book. There are lots of Dog Man books, which are my favorite books of all. When I go to the library, I read them, and that's why I like the library.
I'm also on a radio show at the library, and there was also a video making workshop that I did, and I did some animation, and I made a lot of new friends, and I laughed a lot, and it was really fun. My main reason of coming here is because it's books. Of course, it's a library, and I really like the wide selection of books, and they have computers and all sorts of stuff. They also recently did a mural painting thing where they painted the computer room in the back, and I got to be a part of that, and it was really fun. It looks really cool now, and I just really appreciate the library for being here, and if I had to choose between this library and any other one to go to, I would choose this one. I really like the Hudson Area Library, and I hope that it stays running for as long as I live, or maybe even longer, because I know a bunch of people that love to read.
Are you tired of your flying saucer always breaking down on your way to Mars?
Wish you could get more bang for your whoopee at the gas pump?
Well, here at Flying Saucer Mart, we have the perfect flying saucer for you.
It goes as fast as light. It comes in a variety of colors and only costs you 75 whoopee.
Come down to 375 Bionic Ave in Pluto City and fly home with a new used flying saucer today.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Leah Bertucci of Ridgewood, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics. Governor Kathy Hochul announced $25 million for organizations considered vulnerable to hate crimes and vandalism on May 10th. New York has seen a rise in hate crimes recently, and Hochul has convened a summit on the issue. Hochul said, and I quote, "This is our defining moment, a moment to stand up as one New York and make clear there is no place for hate in our communities. I was proud to convene New York's first ever Unity Summit to bring together leading experts working to fight hate and bias. Working together, I know we can make this state safer and more welcoming for all," end quote. Part of the money is for strengthening security for at-risk groups and $3.5 million for the Hate and Bias Prevention Unit. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that incumbents Tara Backner, Ina Griffin-Gulzin, and James Doerr, and newcomer Sam Anderson are competing for three spots on the Coxsackie and Central School District Board of Education in the May 16th election. Anderson has served on the Parent Community Council, runs a family farm, has been a New Baltimore firefighter for 19 years, and is on the town of New Baltimore Republican Committee. Bachner is running for her third term on the board and has a master's degree in childhood education and literacy. Doerr is a graduate of Rochester Institute of Technology and is employed by Ulster BOCES as a teaching assistant. Griffin-Gulzin has a background in childhood and literacy education and has worked in the district as a teacher and a tutor. Voting takes place from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. May 16th in the Coxsackie Elementary School at E.J. Arthur Elementary Schools. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that the first migrants bused out of New York City have arrived in the Hudson Valley. And I quote, less than 5 days after Orange County Executive Steve Niehaus received assurances from New York City officials that no buses carrying asylum seekers would be sent to the county in the near future, a coach bus arrived at Crossroads Hotel Newburgh in Orange Lake, end quote, on May 11th, filled with migrants. Police, security guards, and several well-wishers carrying welcoming signs were there when the bus arrived. The migrants came from New York City on May 11th, but had been brought there some time ago after entering the United States at the southern border. Governor Kathy Hochul has declared a state of emergency on the issue to free up funding to address the arriving migrants. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts this weekend our streak of good weather continues. Saturday should be mostly sunny with a high near 77 and a north wind 5 to 9 miles per hour spinning local windmills. Saturday night should be partly cloudy with a low around 45. Sunday, sunny again with a high of 64, a low around 44. And Monday should also be sunny with a high near 70 and a low around 50. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, solar-powered radio for open ears.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Chris Anderson of Germantown, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Like good old tap water. Just turn it on and get it.
Number 10.
Columbia County-based poet Karen Schomer fronts the Capital Region-based band Sky Pharaohs, and here is their 2023 new song. It's a cover of The Clean's Point That Thing Somewhere Else from the Dot Dash Mix Tape Volume 1. Here is Sky Pharaohs.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Nine, nine.
Thank you. from the 2023 album Lightning Dreamers. That was Future Shaman from Rob Mazurek and the Exploding Star Orchestra on WGXC.
Number
8.
Thank you.
2023 new music from Hudson Valley-based musician Christopher Tigner. The album is called The Art of Surrender, and the track is called Any Way to Reach You. Tigner is performing at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill and in Troy in the first week in May. And on April 28th, he'll be on WGXC to talk about his new album, The Art of Surrender, and those performances coming to stages near you.
Number 7.
Next, we have 2023 music from Deerhoof. Their album is called Miracle Level, and this song is called My Lovely Cat.
Thank you. 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6.
New music, Insane there from Aunt Clemens, Terrace Martin, Robert Glasper, and Kamisi Washington on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5.
Now here's 2023 new music from Boy Genius from their album The Record. This is Not Strong Enough.
Strong.
number
4 4 4 4 4 4 4.
Newcastle and handed me a Marlboro, stuck a Dove in my right hand. She took a quick picture, but even when we squinted, I didn't look so much like Robert Plant. She flew a flag that she made from a bed sheet, a sideways skull and a lopsided pentagram. Said asymmetrical's way more diabolical. You don't want to make it look too perfect, man. The trick is not getting cynical. She had a hairbrush mic and a fantasy band. She opened up with We Are the Champions. Went right into Under My Wheels. I was trying to figure out how I feel. Faded denim with the buttons and badges. Laminates and backstage passes. Jacket held together by the rock band patches. They let her smoke, but she can't have matches after last week's pyro disaster. She liked me better if I didn't wear glasses. She said we're gonna do a show at the pyramids. She said she needs to take a call from her lawyers. Introduce me to the dudes that she's calling her crew. An assortment of sad self-destroyers. Sitting six to a table in the room off the kitchen. Telling stories about things they imagined. Like after the show, we got roofed on the Reaper Bond. Woke up in a video cabin. I was rolling my eyes at the ritual lies. Okay, maybe half of that happens. She bites down on the cap room when the blood comes from her mouth. But it's hard to fully rock in a halfway house. The band would be better if they weren't such burnouts. The Beatle boots and the glam rock top hat isn't gonna make any difference. It never works when no one listens.
Three.
2013, new music from Fax there from the album Still Life in Decay. That is When You Say.
Number
two.
Here is 2013 new music from sometimes Hudson resident Michelle Nediciello. The song is called Vuma.
Number
one.